So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
The fourth and final hour on a Friday has arrived, as if this week hasn't been helter-skelter radio from start to finish. But it always gets better or worse, depending on how you assess the program in the 9 o'clock hour. When we reach the 9 o'clock hour on a Friday, Sean Farish, Fight Club, Fight of the Week. Who knows what will transpire in the next 59 minutes before Dawn Stensland takes over?
So there's some speculation because, you know, we pulled Tuesday's Fight Club that happened at the supermarket. And there's speculation, and I believe it's been confirmed, that Tuesday's was aired already. So
it's a rerun.
Should we replay it? Not now, but I mean, once Fight Club starts,
I guess we should just. Well, we only can poll four options.
Should we?
So Tuesday should be omitted, and Friday automatically in.
Well, you know, it's funny, Dawn, Nick. When we said this, when we played this, actually, it was like a 60-40 thing. Did we play this before? So, like, it wasn't an overwhelming amount of people that said. So I don't know. Sean has been with us every week since we've been doing this, so he's actually seen them all. So maybe he can be the tiebreaker.
Yeah, let's play it for Farish.
9-10, we'll do that. 9-10. Plus today's fight, because we have a one, which is a prison fight. Phil Almquist just informed me it's a prison fight. So, let's do a Florida man story real fast here. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD if you want to see this. A man in a scuba gear robs a Disney World restaurant.
No, it was Scuba Steve.
And then he escapes into a pond.
No, that's what scuba divers do. They go back into their habitat.
This video courtesy of Channel 9, I guess, out of Orlando there. Roll this.
Restaurant prepared to open as normal Monday, hours after deputies say this man swam up to the replica steamboat, stripped off his wetsuit, and robbed the restaurant of at least $10,000 in cash.
Wow.
A heavily redacted report showing it happened just after midnight, after the restaurant closed and the manager was counting money to put into the safe. Investigators said after the man spray painted the security camera, he forced two employees to get into the corner of the room and close their eyes. The robbery taking about 2 minutes before the man left, and the employees called 911. Investigators believe the man, who was described as wearing clothes and a beanie by the employees, put his scuba gear on, got back into the water, and swam off. But to where, they don't know. The investigation still active.
Well, first of all, I haven't seen that many redactions since Pam Bondi rolled out the Epstein files. That was really wild.
That's true.
By the way, maybe it's just the camera. Does that look like scuba gear, or does that look like the guy that played the Riddler in the latest Batman movie?
It does kind of look like that, yeah. Yeah, no, that's scuba gear, though. Like, it's creative, I will say that. It's a good way to not get caught.
What is in his hand? Is that a can of spray paint?
Yeah, he's spray painting, like, the surveillance videos, I believe.
That's not winking.
This guy thinks he's James Bond, but
it's true. It's
no, he's James Pond.
James Pond!
Dawn, this isn't Wink News from your glory days, is it?
No, this is Channel 9.
Okay.
James Pond. That's great. It's too bad a gator didn't get him when he jumped in there.
It's true. Where's a gator?
Yeah, how close is that to Alligator Alcatraz?
Where's a good gator when you need him, sure?
Yeah. Florida fans are asking that for months.
They took Chubbs' hand, you know? There's no reason why they should have taken him.
Chubbs' hand. 20 here, Phil. A Sacramento woman fights the DMV to give up the I Am ISIS license plate.
Oh, jeez.
IAMISIS. I believe that is I Am ISIS, right?
I think that's Ilhan Omar's vehicle.
roll this video.
A Sacramento County woman is challenging the DMV after she received a letter asking her to remove her custom license plate. Here are the details. Back in 2022, Isis Wharton applied for and received the license plate that says, I am ISIS, as you see here. And she's been using it ever since. A few days ago, the DMV sent her a letter. Wait,
hang on a second. So her first name is Isis.
I feel bad for her.
Her name's Isis. Isis is like an Egyptian goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the, like, that's where it came from. And then, you know, and then it was Islamic State. You know, what is it? Iran, yeah. Syria. That's what ISIS stood for.
Right.
I actually might be on her side on this one.
I agree. It's her name.
Nothing you can do about the name.
And by the way, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, she could obviously change it legally, which people do. But I don't know that I go. See, to me, the question is, are you doing that license plate because you're proud of your name despite the negative connotation attached to it? Or are you doing this to trigger people?
No, mm-hmm. All right, let's
valid question.
Start it over so we can just see her walk out of her car again.
A Sacramento County woman is challenging the DMV after she received a letter asking her to remove her custom license plate. Here are the details. Back in 2022, Isis Wharton applied for and received the license plate that says, I am ISIS, as you see here. And she's been using it ever since. A few days ago, the DMV sent her a letter explaining why I am ISIS can be construed as, quote, I am Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Now, according to the State Department, ISIS is considered a foreign terrorist organization. The DMV is now demanding she surrender the plates or make an appeal by September 25th.
I was named after the Egyptian goddess, and she's like the goddess of healing and motherhood. And what? So it's
dumb
much
as a box
more
of rocks,
peaceful
dude.
Than they're putting it out.
California.
And I didn't have any pushback from the DMV originally, so I thought everything would be good.
If Wharton doesn't file an appeal by next week, the DMV will issue her new plate.
She has it front and
back. The DMV
back.
Responded today, saying in part, quote, the DMV understands that language and symbols can hold different meanings across cultures and communities. What may be a term of endearment in one context can be perceived differently in another.
All right. You know, goes on to say, now that you've worded it that way, I'm in defense of her. She should be able to keep it.
Me too.
I'm totally on her side. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be very hard for the DMV to win this case because she has plausible deniability the whole time. It is her name.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So it's not like I'm driving around with a thing that says I am ISIS. It's not my name. I am not ISIS.
And by the way,
she is literally ISIS. That's her name. <You know?
laughs> And she could even argue, she could play a clip of, remember, former President Barack Obama called it ISIL. Remember that?
Right. Iraq, Libya.
So,
right.
Iraq, right? So just go, well, here, because they're all, a lot of them lefties, so just play Obama and say, well, he said it was ISIL.
That's a good point.
Now, she will win that, and she should win that. And I don't necessarily – I don't know her motives. I'm not sure if she's doing it to trigger people and be like, I am ISIS. Ha-ha, just kidding. It's my name. Ha-ha, ha-ha.
Yeah, I don't get the feeling that I've seen her talk. Yeah.
No. Well, I think she was named – she's Egyptian. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if she was named after the Egyptian goddess, if that's her legal name, you know, and then she has really plausible deniability. All she has to do is tell the court, like – my name on my birth certificate is ISIS. I was born before the terror group was born. I am ISIS.
Yep.
Right? The
goddess.
That's my name, Isis Wharton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what my license plate means. And if anybody has a problem with it, that's too bad because, like, that's all I'm doing it for. For no other reason. So I think she's got the alibi.
She's got a lot. Agreed. I mean,
and she looks like a goddess.
Egyptian, she's beautiful. Yeah. Egyptian broads are very hot.
She has some. She has some
Lebanese broads are hot too.
Yes.
She has some cotton mouth too, which I'm not making assumptions because you know
what does that mean?
I don't know her, but cotton mouth that comes after you know smoke weed.
But she definitely looked like she was, under the influence.
I'm not. I have several
milligrams of THC, allegedly.
I don't know her. I don't know her at all. But I'm just saying that back in high school, I used to get caught in mouth a lot.
If you want some, trust me, you want some good visuals, go to a good Egyptian or Lebanese food festival in the summer. Yeah. Oh man!
All right. Speaking of food,
I got along very well with the Egyptians. By the way.
Well, you built a lot.
Well, they killed him. They called him King Tut, and I said, "We don't want to do that because we have one of those. His name is Eric Swalwell. We don't want him."
Think about this, dude. Farish has been with us now for an hour and 25 minutes. This is the first time he's gone into Trump, or maybe he did it right in the beginning with the sir. That's how serious the content has been this week. That we haven't even been able to get some Trump impressions.
By the way,
that's right,
Swalwell. What a jerk off he is. Like, he had a Jimmy Kimmel hat on yesterday. Like, oh God, are you what a fraud he is. What a fraud.
We call him his flatulence. He farted on live television and everything else he says after that means he has no credibility.
I want to play this before we get to Cut Sheet or Fight Club. You just mentioned food. This is a Michigan State representative, Mai Jiang. She posted a video online, and she's cooking here. It's a cooking video where she's talking about like issues, you know, like saying that we have to slay Republicans and all this. And she cut the head off a chicken. Not a live chicken, but she's making some sort of voodoo soup or something like that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's like the scene.
What's your name, Greg?
Mai Zhang.
She's from China.
I don't know. I would assume so. Yeah. I would assume so.
It's like the scene in Rush Hour with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker when they. You want, and she gets rid of pulls out the Ginsu knife. She's ready to cut the head off the chicken live.
Roll this video.
Guys, it's the weekend, so I'm not at work, but being a nya, I'm always ready for any battle against Republicans. What's a nya, you say? It's being a good, loyal daughter-in-law and wife that Republicans pretend to want but have no respect for. A woman who knows how to cook, clean, and take care of herself and her babies all at the same time, always looking flawless because you never know who's going to knock on
there's
the door
a chicken.
Or show up.
Uh-oh, she takes it out. Oh, my Lord. And there's the head of the chicken. Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. What?
Oh, yeah.
A week of debating them on the floor. I'm so relieved to finally be able to take my stress out on the chopping block. I pull out the insides and toss it in the trash like listening to the garbage.
What sort of voodoo soup is she making?
This woman is disturbed.
I know.
Republicans I love a good soup.
They're independent with that extra lean flavor and smell Republicans can't stand to swallow. Now I'm ready to submerge their tiny little egos in boiling hot water. I let it cook for about 30 minutes, longer than they can stand being in the same room or elevator as me. This simple ancient recipe, unlike their unstable complex personality, only calls for three things. Just lemongrass, a dash of salt, and
she's saying Republicans.
Oh my God, so she's a Democrat. She's trying to make a political statement while cooking.
She's an influencer.
Cutting heads off chickens.
Right. So she's saying
like Ozzy.
Right.
That's, by the way, Ozzy.
There's a big online demand for Asian women that make great soup that hate Republicans. So she's trying to, you know, make it do a little side hustle.
Oh, man.
By the way, I love a good seafood Asian soup. Oh.
Is that the soup you get at like
casinos,
hibachi,
yeah,
right, but like when they bring out the stuff,
and you get bok choy.
That's the first thing they bring out.
Yeah, you get some shrimp sometimes in it.
I didn't realize there's like chicken heads in it.
Well, I hope there's not. I've never seen it.
Not at hibachi. There's no chicken.
No, not at hibachi.
Well, why she made the soup?
She was weird, dude. She's talking about cutting off the heads of chickens and throwing out their insides like Republicans. Yeah. There's no rationale. Analyzing why that woman did any particular thing. She's a nutcase.
I know.
She might be as insane as Candace Owens. I don't know. That woman's on a bender these days. Oh, my God.
I've heard.
Bender?
Yeah. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
One shall stand, one shall fall.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
We are going to knock you out.
Fight Club! On this Friday, Bears Friday. All right, let's go to, this is a prison fight. Do I have the audio here? Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, yeah, there they are in the white jumpsuits. Actually, white t-shirts. And it looks like they've got the guys are playing a little poker, a little card game, playing for cigarettes.
Trump would have won every prison fight if he went to jail.
Could you imagine Trump just hanging out there and everybody rallying around him out in the common area?
He'd lead like a prison riot.
Uh-huh. He would have street cred in the joint because he got shot.
He would definitely have street cred.
Yeah. All
right. I do have. That was my fault, by the way. Okay. I do have the.
Do we know where this is?
This is just some prison fight.
Some prison in America.
Looks America-y, doesn't it?
America-y?
America-y. Mm-hmm. All right. YouTube.com/@Hope10WPHD. Let's roll it, Phil.
Hey, Bo, need to set up.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep.
Beat that baby. Beat that
oh, wow. Look at man.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, he's out now. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's horrible.
He knocked him right out.
On the hard cement.
He knocked him right out.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, they don't play in prisons.
No, the guards are like, you know what? You guys deal with this.
I think they should do more of this. I you know, like, all these scumbags are in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give them a little fight club to do.
I'd like to see that happen to Luigi Mangione.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
I'd like to see that happen to Tyler Robinson.
Yeah.
Now, this was domination here, though.
It was. Look at this. Yeah, like, just look. Oh, yeah, right in the.
He kicks the field goal.
Man,
and that's it.
He kicked the field goal. Right.
That's that. Yep. It's good.
Oh, man.
That was Harrison Butker-esque.
That was, you know.
Yeah.
That was a good kick.
Yeah. So what are our options now? Do we have the rundown?
Yeah, let's do this.
Kale & Company, Friday, Fight Club 5. Your chance to vote for the fight of the week. And remember, fight. Equal rating.
Thank you, Jim Kelly. Let's start with Monday. Monday happened. This was outside of a carnival cruise. You know,
before
Sean
they boarded
Walmart of the seas.
As they were boarding. Look at this. And not only does this start with two people fighting, but then everybody gets involved. Then another guy, and then two women, and then three women. Yeah. Look at this. It's like a pure six brawl.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing too that the power of advertising. Which, by the way, you should advertise on Kale & Company if you want real results.
Thank you.
But you see the carnival commercials online, or not online, on TV, and they look so pleasant and beautiful.
this should be the ad.
And you see what happens when they run out of chicken fingers, and it becomes,
And then you get there, and you're like, wait a minute.
All right, so that's Monday. So Monday is, so those of you taking notes at home, Monday is outside the carnival cruise. Now, Tuesday is the one that's in question, Sean, and I think you need to be the tiebreaker on this because you have done, I believe, every week with us, and you've seen all of these. So this happened outside of a supermarket. Roll Tuesday. So this happened outside of a super, or inside of a supermarket, excuse me. You see this?
Are we playing it in slow motion? Or are these people so fat that they are in slow motion?
Look at that. Whoa, she goes down. Wow, and look at that. Wow, jumps earthquake. On top. Do you remember this one, Sean?
I don't.
I don't remember it either.
I do not either. Who's the one, who was saying that we've played this before?
Phil, who pulls these, Phil said we played it before. And I got a lot of YouTube chats saying that we played this one before.
He may have gotten this confused, and others may have gotten this confused for other Jabba the Hutt fights. There are so many fat people in
the
video.
I thought this was a Walmart at first, but Sean, you'll know this, and I've said this after realizing it was not Walmart. This looks like a Kroger.
Yes, the signs look Kroger-esque.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll say that I don't remember seeing that one.
I don't either.
I will.
Because I would have remembered that ass.
Okay.
Can we go back to the really big broad right there in the jeans?
Yeah.
I mean, her ass is so big, her left cheek is in Central Time Zone, her right cheek is in the Eastern Time Zone. Look at this. Look at that.
So Dan Borowski, executive producer of The Dawn Show, just came in and told me they played this video while we were all out. So we haven't seen it. So when there was a guest host in here, and obviously it wasn't Sean because Sean would have remembered that we played it then.
Might have been a Bruno or Opelka day.
Yeah. So I have to say that we haven't seen this, so this is new to us. Yeah. So it is 100% qualified.
Okay.
That's
qualified.
Yes. Actually, Phil, rename the poll because I want this one in. Tuesday should be in. All right, let's do if we're going to take any out, it might be Benihana. But let's do the
I agree, the Benihana.
Oh, well, this is a fight at Benihana? Did they start throwing shrimp at each other?
No, the employees were fighting and throwing plates.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, well, but the capturing of the evidence is not as great as it should be.
Because it's really
far
away.
By the way, Nick, how cool is it having a Blackstone? It feels like you're at Benihana every day, doesn't it?
I used it last night, sir.
Oh, boy. So did I.
This is
a picture.
Did you put? Did you have pork chops?
Of course,
pork chops
every
and
day.
Broccoli.
People are like, why do you have that every day? Because it's freaking delicious. That's why.
And it's cost effective.
Have you ever had Very your cost-effective. Have you ever had your cholesterol checked, Sean?
Oh, it's. I was born with high cholesterol. It runs in my family.
I'm kidding.
There's nothing I could do. I went on a low fat diet. It went up. Give me a break.
SEC. This is this was Wednesday. This is the SEC parking lot for the LSU versus Florida Florida game. Look at this.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And everybody just fighting. Oh. All these SEC.
That was
look at this.
College bros.
Guy went with the leg kick and missed badly.
Dudes have been whacking Modellos for 12
look at
hours.
That. Oh, right. Oh, man. Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Yeah. That guy right there with the blue hat.
Oh, that's a right man.
Can we zero in on the dude with the blue hat, black shirt, jeans, and the sneakers?
Yeah.
It's right there. Yeah, yeah. Go back. Yeah, Phil, you had it. Just bring it back a little bit. You have him up close. It's Stocker's doppelganger. This is Florida Gator Stocker. This guy's unbelievable. This is Stocker at an FCC fight.
Yeah, if I was,
this is Stocker taking out Brendan Carr in the entire FCC.
If I was 20 years younger, maybe.
Was this you at Coastal Carolina?
It may have been. All right, Thursday was Benihana, Sean Farish. In case you so this one it's a decent fight. You can roll this one. It's a decent fight, but the problem is that it's so far away that you can't really see anything. See?
Oh.
And it looks like
it was everybody kung fu fighting. I'm curious.
It's not the Hibachi Chef,
it's
but
not.
They do have a security guard there.
Why is there a security guard at Benihana?
Yeah, these were busboys or servers or cooks in the kitchen in the back. Look at this. Mm-hmm. They're throwing.
Although the clientele does not look like
it's true. It's absolutely true.
Yeah. You're going there. You want a little sake, and next thing you know, kaboom! Plates are flying.
Yeah. I would say take that out because you don't really see anything.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Good concept. It's a great concept.
It really is. Yeah. All right. So let's do Monday, the Carnival Cruise. Tuesday, the supermarket. Wednesday, SEC. And Friday, the prison fight. All right. I'm going to go right here. Let's go around the room. First, let's start with Nick Hale.
You know what? Not recency bias, but because I love the knockout via the foot. Which, by the way, I will be barefoot as well next Friday. And I am all for exposing your feet and showing off your toes. So this is twofold. Great knockout and pro foot. Give me the prison kick Friday.
Prison kick Friday. Dawn Stenslin.
I'll go with the same. Prison kick Friday.
Prison kick Friday.
Dawn believes in open toes as well.
Sean Farish, my friend. You and I are usually on the same page.
I'm going to go at the SEC, the college football fight.
Nice. Yeah. I like when we're all different. Like, this is good. I am actually going with the supermarket. I really enjoy the – just give me some fat broads or fighting, and I'm all about it. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. By the way, there's over 700 of you watching right now. Please hit that like button. Please hit that like button, that thumbs up button right now. Vote right now. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. We will give the results before the end of the show, or maybe in Dawn's show, like we spilled into yesterday. You never know. That's why you have to always keep listening to 1210WPHT. Nick Hale, we should take a break and do more on the other side.
All right, more cuts, and then we'll get to all the bells and whistles. Farish with us for a few more minutes. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPH.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Sean Farish with us for a couple more minutes. We will get to a Dawn Stenslin Big 3 today in music history, our morning mystery movie clip, and the results of Fight Club's Fight of the Week.
It's Friday too. We should pick the Eagles. Who are they playing this weekend? The Rams.
Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been laxed on that so far. We didn't.
Well, it's because we didn't do it last week because we were on remote.
Oh, that's right.
And I think the week before that I don't remember why we didn't do it. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you did it. I was off that day because they played on a Thursday night.
That's right.
Elon Omar Thank you.
Some people did something?
Yeah. She says that the people who are honoring hateful Charlie Kirk are full of sugar honey iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
From a church as she's standing there.
Is that a church?
Looks it to me, right?
Yeah, it was a church.
Painted glass like that? I can't believe that.
All right, let's roll this.
I said that the people who were saying that Kirk was civil.
No, that's not true.
Who called for public execution of people he disagreed with is not civil. The person who said you are a black woman and you lack the ability to process thoughts is not civil. The person who said because I am Muslim, I cannot be in this country because I want to destroy Western society is not civil. The person who said a 10-year-old should be forced to carry the child of a rapist is not civil.
So words that we disagree with are not civil. So let me ask you, was Tyler Robinson's act civil? Of course, the answer is no. You know, I don't understand, and I think we mentioned this. I think, Dawn, you might have said this 2 days ago. It's wild to me that, you know, you can't run for president of the United States of America if you're not born here, but you could be a sitting House of Representatives member. And, you know, what's so wild to me about Ilhan Omar is she's not from here. She came here, and she's taking advantage of everything that America offers, and her whole platform is how bad America is. So if it's so bad, A, leave, and B, why did you come here in the first place? She married her brother, right?
That's the allegation.
That's the allegation. I should say allegedly married her brother. I would say
Some people did something.
I would say Charlie Kirk going to college campuses as, quote, the enemy or in hostile territory and engaging with those that disagree with his positions, that he disagrees with their positions, is the peak definition of being civil. I disagree with you. You disagree with me. And as the banner said on the day of his execution, prove me wrong. Seems pretty civil to me.
Yeah, it's about as civil as it could be. That's the way it should have been and the way it should be with everybody. We should be able to. And you see, this is the problem, right? So Ilhan Omar coming out and saying, well, because he said that I'm a Muslim and I can't be here, which I don't know if he's ever said those words verbatim. I'm fairly certain she's making that up. He may have said something similar. That Islam is not necessarily compatible with Western society, as we're seeing in the UK, by the way.
Exactly.
He may have said something similar. But the fact that she's pointing at his words and saying that that's not civil, therefore he was not somebody who, you know, was a civil. Again, this is the words or violence thing. And what she's doing, and she does this a lot, and the left does this a lot, is they will point out words, right? They will say Donald Trump told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. They will say Donald Trump said, you know, let your voices be heard, and that this is a dog whistle to violence, and that your words are violence, right? Remember after the Minneapolis school shooting, Dawn and I were doing this show when that was happening. And when one of the first things that Dawn pointed out was that the mayor of Minneapolis did not come out and say anything about the victims, did not come out and say anything about the children that were killed, but said, let's not use this as an opportunity to attack the trans community, when it was a member of that community that committed that heinous act of violence at the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis, right? Where that there reasonable criticism could be applied there, questions could be asked there, but those words are violence, right? They tell you hurt people, right? And your words are hurting people, so they're hurting other people.
Yeah.
Well, no, words are not violence.
Yeah.
Okay? They're not. They're just not. They're words.
Yeah,
okay?
It's just so sickening. I actually get sick to my stomach based on how stupid some of these people on the left are. Just to point out their hypocrisy in two different contexts. So you, as a left-leaning, left-wing, liberal female, feel like your rights as a female are being violated by the Trump administration or by Republicans, yet you support the Islamic revolution that's occurring in London or in Minneapolis or Dearborn. Last time I checked, in the Middle East and with the Muslim faith, they don't give women a lot of rights.
You know, no.
Cover your head, cover your face, cover your body. Nope. And then
can't own a business, can't go to school, yeah, can't read, you know, all that.
Yeah, and Charlie Kirk hated gay people, say the LGBTQ community. Yet the LGBT community stands with Hamas. Last time I checked, if you're gay, Hamas might chop your head off or throw you off a building. So,
if there are any buildings left in Gaza, by the way. Yes. There aren't many of those left anymore, which I'm really excited about.
I just can't help these people, man.
Yeah. No. And it's funny because there was a gay conservative. I was watching a Charlie Kirk clip who, you know, yeah, he stepped up to the mic and he said, I'm a gay conservative. And, you know, Charlie said, listen, welcome to the conservative movement. It's great. I don't agree with your lifestyle, but, you know, you're welcome here. And that's it. That's the way it should be.
Said, stop identifying as a gay conservative.
Yes. Just say you're a conservative. That's it. Right. Yep. Do what Rick Grenell does. OK. Rick Grenell was the first gay cabinet member in American history, but he wasn't confirmed by the Senate, so Buttigieg counts, you know, on a technicality, right? Scott Bessent, again, right? These guys, but they don't walk around being like, yeah, I'm the gay Treasury guy, right? I'm the gay head of the Kennedy Center. This is not what anybody's doing, you know, because it doesn't matter. This is what it looks like to be back in a merit-based society. Don't tell me about who you sleep with. Tell me about what results you deliver, okay? I couldn't care if the New York Jets quarterback was a flaming homosexual, but he threw 50 touchdown passes a year and didn't turn the ball over. I wouldn't care. Okay. Now, if he wasn't, I'd be critical of him, but not because of who he sleeps with, because he sucks at football. Yeah. Right. So that's, you know, that's the bottom line. And that's where, you know, that's where it needs to be. Why are we falling in love with people's lifestyles, with people? Fall in love with results, okay? It's all about results, all about the outcomes. Bongino, you say this all the time. Don't fall in love with politicians. Fall in love with outcomes.
Yes.
That's what's most important.
Your identity doesn't lead to results. The merit behind it does.
Correct.
Actor Rainn Wilson, you guys know him from...
I saw this, yeah.
From The Office. He was Dwight Schrute. I guess he has a podcast.
Yeah, we've played him before.
Everybody has a podcast. He had Mark Ruffalo on. They were talking about Charlie Kirk. And he actually admitted that, like, he was disgusted because, like, some of his liberal friends were celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. Roll just a little bit of this.
While I didn't agree with his ideas... Shooting someone that we disagree with, even if they're vociferous and loud and out there, is so colossally wrong-headed. I spoke to a couple of, let's say, some liberal friends last night at an event, and they were like, you won't find me shedding any tears. And someone else was like, oh, well, it was a little bit of a kind of a good riddance thing. And it's like, guys, no.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I know.
We cannot think or talk that way.
Not at all.
That is not
it's
okay.
So dangerous, man. Oh, his voice. Look, I'm not saying. Yeah, I know, right? I'm not saying you have to cry over Charlie Kirk's death. I know, Dawn, you got emotional. I get pissed off, but I'm not really a crier. I cry when my football team wins championships. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I didn't cry at the birth of my daughters or anything like that.
You didn't?
No.
But I think for those of us...
I told you I almost passed out. I almost fainted, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Soulless.
But I think for those of us who followed Charlie for years, you feel like you knew him. You know, you feel like you had a relationship with him. Like he and his wife, Erica. I just think, you know, they're an amazing couple, a power couple. And so just the faith-based part of it. So I think that's what people don't fully realize.
Right. Like I
he was the real deal.
Fan of him or a detractor, I don't really care if you cry or not, but like we can't be like anybody taking a victory lap or rejoicing in this. Like,
sick.
Dude, you're a sick human being. A, because it's obviously
a lot of
lag. But then the last thing I was just say real quick, Sean, was the fact that, and I didn't know this, that Dawn had said this, his wife and kids were there.
Yes.
You said one.
I don't know.
I
don't know if that's. Well, I don't think the kids were there.
That's what they've reported, that the kids were there.
Oh,
I saw that. But then during Erica's speech last Friday, she mentioned that when she got home, her 3-year-old said, "Where's Daddy?"
Mm-hmm.
and that they missed each other. So it sounds like the kids weren't
there. Yeah, but kids, a one and three-year-old are going to do that. And that's when he said he's on a work trip with Jesus.
I don't know, because I thought I heard that Charlie Kirk's chief of staff of Turning Point got Erica a flight out there after it happened. So I don't know if she was there or not. But whether she was there or not doesn't make it any better or worse, right. I guess. I think the point here with that podcast that just played with Ruffalo and the guy, Dwight, what's his name? I don't know what his real name is.
Rainn Wilson.
But Rainn Wilson, these guys, we need more of that coming out of the left to say, look, I don't agree with him, with Kirk, et cetera, but we should not be rejoicing in a young man's death or an old man. It could be anybody. No one should be happy. I mean, I don't remember seeing people on the right rejoicing at the death of Jimmy Carter. I don't remember seeing many. I saw some and I called it reprehensible when I saw it. People celebrating Biden's cancer diagnosis and they were like, no, this is how we go. No, this is not how we go, right? We don't celebrate cancer. The problem I have right now is the left is now making Jimmy Kimmel their Charlie Kirk. They're like, he was canceled for free speech. And I'm like, no, Jimmy Kimmel lost his job. Charlie Kirk lost his life. Jimmy Kimmel did not get silenced. If he wants to tomorrow, he can live stream on his phone. All right. The guy is on every social media platform imaginable. Okay. He's got a presence all over the place. Everyone knows who he is. He wasn't silenced. Charlie Kirk was silenced, effectively silenced last week. Okay. They are not one and the same. And these leftists are trying to make it a bigger deal that a man lost his job than that a 31-year-old father, husband, son, brother was murdered in broad daylight graphically for the world to see. And that needs to be all over the place to show anybody who's still in that malleable middle, right? Who's like, which side should I be on? You don't want to be on the side of the people celebrating the graphic assassination of a 31-year-old man who was just talking to people. That's not what side you want to be on.
Amen.
And that is a great way to end Cut Sheet on this
Sean Farish.
Sean gets the final word. Look at you, buddy.
It's like a television.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, television show. Sean, 60 seconds. Final words.
Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, buddy. We'll see you.
Love you, brother.
See you next week.
Sean Farish live from Tennessee. We'll come back. Get to all the bells and whistles on a Friday. We've got results. We've got prizes. We've got music. We've got movies. We've got a big three. And then the Dawn Show in 16 minutes and 47 seconds. How about that? Kale and Company.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company winding things down here on a Friday, the Dawn Show, in just about 12 minutes. We'll get to H-Hair himself. He's locked and loaded in box four. Mike Carr is going to have box four in the near future as he'll sit in on Kale and Company for all 4 hours. But before we get to the music, we always start with a prize, courtesy of Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
He didn't call?
What kind of a person doesn't call? Why doesn't he get you to an apartment?
Listen, you're here a month and sometimes I know he doesn't come home at all.
What kind of people are these? Did you know how these people live? Did you know what they were like? Your father never stayed out all night without calling. You don't know where he is. You don't know who he's with.
Henry!
Where were you? Why did you call? Where have you been?
Mama.
We were worried to death. A married man does not stay out like this.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210. And you could win this great prize.
Can I just say just a hint? This movie came out on this day in 1990.
1990? I should know this. I was alive.
Yes, you were. God.
But I don't.
You don't know this?
Not that clip.
Oh, you're...
No.
You're...
I'm, you saying I should know it? I probably will. I just don't know the... Anyway. 855-839-1210. If you know that clip, you will get the final pair of tickets to Adam Sandler and the Adam Sandler's You're My Best Friend Tour, which is tonight, this Friday, September 19th, in just a few hours. At the Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly the Wells Fargo Center, right there in South Philadelphia. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Best of luck. All right,
tomorrow night, another edition of What Occurred This Week in Music History. But first, what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, September 19th, we celebrate the birthdays of Aaliyah Ford, who's 67, and Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers, who's 85. We also lost Graham Parsons from the Byrds and the Falling Burrito Brothers in 73. Sigakoot Island Girl by Elton John in 73. Ventura Highway by America in 72. And Uptown Girl by Billy Joel in 83. Album Cool New Jersey by Bon Jovi in 88. Blow My Fuse by Kix also in 88. Allied Forces by Triumph in 81. And Peace Sells But Who's Buying by Megadeth in 86. Also in 92, Radiohead filmed the video for Creep. In 81, the Stones were atop the album chart. In 70, the first Glastonbury Festival took place. In 90, Eddie Vedder was picked to be the lead singer for Pearl Jam, although not named that at the time. And in 74, Bad Company's debut album was certified gold. But lastly, on this day in 81, Simon and Garfunkel reunited to record the concert in Central Park before 750,000 fans. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omkus. One more thing. Since there's only one person keeping rock alive in this building, which includes the three music stations behind me. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omkus. See you at 11.
Jesus. Oh my God. Just taking out everybody. All right. Phil Omkus, there you go. We've got Lenny in Ridley Park. He's got the Adam Sandler tickets because he has identified the movie. Lenny.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Yeah, it's not coming up.
All right, well, good job, Lenny. Anyway, it's Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
There you go.
Come on, you didn't know Goodfellas?
I love Goodfellas. I just did not remember that clip. All right, we'll come back. We got our we have Eagles picks to get to, and then Dawn Stentlin takes over, and she's got some news. Stay there. We're back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, the Dawn Show is coming up in just about 3.5 minutes. As we wind down here on a Friday. So, to my knowledge, this will be the first time all of us this football season make our Eagles football lock of the week, correct? Oh, yeah, baby. A 1 o'clock Fox game. No waiting around for the 4:30 game or the Sunday night game or the Monday night game or Thursday night. Eagles-Rams. Eagles 3.5-point favorites. Over-under 44.5. I'll go Eagles 27, Rams 22. They win and they cover. Eagles by 5, 27-22. Gregory?
Let's go to Dawn first.
Dawn?
I don't know. Don't know. You go first.
All right.
I could go.
It is the nobody asked you.
Will the FCC allow this game to be broadcast?
Since 2001, the Eagles are 9-2 against the Rams. I think they're going to be 10-2. Against the Rams, and I think it's going to be 28-14 Philadelphia.
Okay. H-Chair, what do you got? Or is Dawn still thinking?
I'm still thinking.
All right, take your time, Dawn.
30-20 Birds.
30-20. All right, so Phil's got... I'm jotting all these down. 30-20 Philadelphia.
Dawn?
Well, hold on. She's not ready yet. Let's have Jimmy Kelly and Dan Borowski.
No, just come on.
David Yagaroff, you come down, you make a pick. Everybody makes a pick.
Come on.
Eagles win by, I'll pick a spread of 3.5. So I'll
Well, you
say,
can't win by a half point. So
I'm looking at LA Rams point. Sunday. I'll say Eagles win by 3.
Eagles win by 3. Do you want to give a score?
I'll say.
Is this your first day
27-24. No, I'm working on the big 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
27-24.
Dawn's got serious issues to handle.
27 what?
27-24.
27-24.
So Dawn has an Eagles win, but a Rams cover by a half point.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. So nobody's going with the Rams. All right. 9:58. Let's get to the big 3 at 9.
It's the big 3 at 9 on Kale and Company.
Number 1. A procession through several Pennsylvania counties this morning for officers killed in the line of duty. This is Northern York County Regional Detectives, Detective Mark Baker, who was 53, Detective Sergeant Becker, who was 39, and Detective M. Heiser, who was 43. Those police units lining the route of travel in honor of the officers. ending in Allentown, the Allentown area, Lehigh County, where forensic pathologists will perform their autopsies. Shot and killed by 24-year-old Matthew James Ruth while they were serving that warrant at the home of the accused stalker. And Ruth also shot and wounded a fourth detective as well as a York County Sheriff's deputy before a fifth detective did shoot and kill him. So we have two officers still in critical condition this morning. This really hitting hard, the law enforcement community backing the blue, so important. By the way, as far as Officer Baker, if his name sounds familiar, he was a Philadelphia police officer from 2001 to 2004. And get this, he was partners with the Philadelphia police sergeant Patrick McDonald, who was also killed in the line of duty in 2008.
Oh, my Lord.
So this is directly, you know, just hitting the hearts.
Tell me again. Tell me again why how these people, you know, these guys should not be paid, and gals.
Thank you.
Should not be paid, you know, whatever they're worth, you know, and just,
yes.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Families behind the badge, Children's Foundation, please remember them.
Yes.
You know, donate.
Yep.
Bad barista backlash, Starbucks clarifying its policy. Yes, because Charlie Kirk's supporters, they've been taking to Starbucks to honor the assassinated 31-year-old Christian conservative icon by ordering a hot tea drink that Charlie mentioned in one of his videos posted on Turning Point USA on his Insta account back in July. Mint Majesty Tea with two honey packets. And this was in favor of, and just to show some love, some tributes to the TP USA co-founder. This was the drink that he had because he was talking all the time at all these different, you know, events that he traveled to and speaking. Well, it was all going well until take a look at the triggering of the controversy, if you will, with the one bad barista.
Okay.
Perfect. What else today?
Oh, that's it.
Perfect. What was the name for the order?
Perfect.
What do you need to make?
The name is Charlie Kirk.
We can't do political names, but it didn't even ask for a name to begin with, so it's going to be $3.75, okay?
Oh, but can you write the name on the cup?
The sticker won't print.
With my braces on.
You that's can't write on it?
I could, but I can write Charlie.
Why can't you write the whole name?
Because it's political.
It's political.
Political?
Yes, let me start your PC, okay?
Oh, she's the worst. This human is the worst.
Yeah. So let's
with
put
a
up,
smile on her face. Yeah.
Put up the statement. Nick sent us this in our group chat last night. And this is Starbucks clarifying with their teams, because previously they said they don't use any political slogans or political phrases in the names that they put on the cup. They just want your name. So Starbucks, here's the statement, if you're watching on YouTube, saying we want to clarify, and we did sort of do a little retraining with our teams, that names can be used by customers on their coffee order as you wish.
Yes, thank you. I am so tired. I'm almost verbatim what I said in our group text last night. I'm tired of these liberal women taking corporate policy in their own hands, from Office Depot to Starbucks. You're there to make $16 or whatever it is an hour and just fulfill orders, not to be an activist. Fire her too.
Boom. So number three, and this is for you, Road Warrior. John, I love you, but I did like give you a verbal spanking a little bit earlier because I was very feisty.
He was.
So he had the funniest line.
Better him than me. You're usually spanking me.
Yes. So
I'm always available for spanking whenever anybody wants, male or female, actually.
So this is, I had put out on social media, I think it was last night, and this was the great Congressman Byron Donalds.
Yeah.
And what he has to put up, the toxic workplace, and you're going to hear it. And I just want you to know that the funniest, I laughed out loud last night because Road Warrior, who always is so funny, and he puts out there, this was basically my first marriage. So, so take a listen. This is what Congressman Byron Donalds has to deal with at work and what poor Road Warrior had to deal with in his previous life.
Future Florida governor.
And you're not telling people the beautiful parts that you do see in our nation's capital. And no. It's just wrong how we're doing
it. Chairman, I think it's insane that the gentle lady doesn't have an argument, but she's going to refer to me and some of my colleagues.
Mr. Donald,
we were from the Third Reich. This is insane.
You're going to look at 14, 15-year-olds as a bunch of criminals?
It's insane. Do I look like a member of the Third Reich to you, Mr. Lee?
Please,
is that what I look like to you?
You're the one taking your voting
card. Is that what you think?
Give it to somebody.
Is that what you think?
No, that's unethical.
I think it's radical, and I think it's insane. And I'll respect everything that you say. But to say something like that to myself and a lot of my colleagues is way out of line. It's way out of line. It's way out of line.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Way out of line.
Regular order.
That's okay. But it's okay, right?
That is not how it goes.
It's okay, right?
You hold yourself accountable before you talk about
Washington. Hold myself accountable. Hold your own self accountable. How about that? Hold your own self accountable. How about that?
Free D.C. And make sure you vote with your own voting card. Don't be giving it to somebody else.
All right.
Hey, Casey DeSantis, if you have governor aspirations, you better up your game. Because Byron's my guy, future governor.
I mean, wasn't that awesome?
I love that guy.
Dawn Stenson with the best cut of the day.
I know. Where did that come from?
We're printed at 10:04.
I don't even know what that was in reference to.
I don't either, but it was amazing.
But here's
what was
it
in reference to?
Is this about D.C. police?
Yeah, that's
this was the shouting match, yes, that erupted because they were, yes, going back and forth over D.C. police. And so firing back because she's making these references, but he, Congressman, I mean, Donalds, he owned this. Mm-hmm. And you hear her just getting hysterical and making her look crazy because, you know, that was crazy.
Every guy.
And so, Road Warrior, my condolences, but at least you could get a divorce.
Yeah.
Okay? The congressman, like, how do you deal with that toxic workplace right
man.
There?
Oh, I'm like, I'm crossing my legs.
Dang.
Because I'm so, like, I've just, I feel like I've just been neutered.
I know. My eardrums almost popped.
Alex, it's way out of line. It's way out of line.
Yes, honey.
It's way out of line.
Yes, honey.
Regular
yes,
order.
Honey.
It's way out of line.
Sorry, honey. Sorry, honey.
But he told reporters later, you know, that this would, how wrong this was and how irresponsible this is.
And Byron Donalds almost never gets loud.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's a very even-keeled flatliner.
Sarah Weiss says, new fight club in the making.
Oh,
This is a verbal fight.
And you don't want any physical fight with Byron Donalds.
But was he good?
Yes.
Great.
And I do think, you're right, Nikhail, I think, let's just say that voters moving forward, right, after this administration, who could run for president and just say, hey, I just want to be a fresh slate for Republicans.
Yep.
So just take that in. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good clip to make that case.
No doubt about it. So, I can see it now. 2032, Mom Donnie against Donalds.
Oh, my God, Mom Donnie. Another cray-cray.
Not that I'm forecasting and projecting a big take 7 years from now, but, you know, what the hell.
But we will save that. That's one of the great ones, right?
Yeah, it was.
And you're exactly right. As far as D.C., it all began as they were supposed to be, you know, conducting themselves as members of Congress and talking about D.C. National Guard and all of that. Yep. She loses it.
She does. Yeah.
So that's your big three. How about that one?
Thank you.
Beautiful.
John, that one's for you.
Have a great weekend, Road Warrior.
Woo. We love you, man.
Yeah.
I had to give him that because I was rough on him.
You were.
I
love Road Warrior, but he rides a bike and he's a detective, so he thinks he knows everything under the sun.
Like, he knows a lot.
Yeah, of course
he does.
Knows a lot. He's been spot on with a lot of the things he's said.
Yeah.
This is true.
He's also spot on about what he said about Brendan Carr, so thank you.
He is.
He is.
All right. Well, let's get into that, shall we, as we continue on with the Dawn Show. Have a good nap, Nikhail. Greg Stocker, love you.
Gross. So gross.
Let's move forward, shall we? I know. Sleepy time.
Oh, God.
Sleepy time.
He's a giant infant. And he only cares about Saturday football.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.